With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump is scoring points addressing urban crime.
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A thorough investigation continues following the Minneapolis school shooting that killed 2 and wounded 18. That's a new number. Archbishop Bernard Hebda told a crowd of mourners Wednesday night that young students tried to shield their classmates as the gunfire erupted yesterday morning at Annunciation Catholic School. One child remains in critical condition. The shooter, Robin Westman, killed himself. The U.S. deports migrants to Rwanda in Africa.
Authorities in Rwanda have said that 7 migrants have been transferred from the United States to the East African country under a deportation agreement with the U.S. The Rwanda government said on Thursday the deportees arrived in mid-August. Rwanda said earlier in August it would accept up to 250 deportees from the U.S. No information was provided about the identities of the deportees. Rwanda is one of 4 African countries that have reached such agreements with Washington. The others are Uganda, Eswatini, and South Sudan. 8 men were sent to South Sudan from the U.S. in July. I'm Karen Chemas.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 49 points, the Nasdaq Composite adding 129. This is SRN News. A transgender problem at a religious school.
Roanoke College in Virginia, which is affiliated with the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, is accused of letting a man join the women's swimming team. The Virginia Attorney General is investigating whether the school is in violation of Title IX and the Virginia Human Rights Act. Officials at Roanoke College say they didn't have a policy in place when the man joined the team and have since kicked him off, much to the relief of his female teammates. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism rears its head in Chile. Officials in Santiago say a historic synagogue has been vandalized with graffiti and posters of Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu with a bullet hole in his forehead. The posters read, "Your silence is cooperation with Israel's genocide." The nearly 100-year-old Masorti Synagogue in downtown Santiago has been an object of vandalism several times since the Hamas attack on Israel. This is SRN News. On the battlefront, Russian forces break into another region of Ukraine while efforts to end the war remain stalled.
A Ukrainian military official says Russia's invading forces have entered an 8th region of Ukraine, seeking to capture more ground in their 3-year war of attrition as U.S.-led peace efforts struggle to gain traction. A Ukraine spokesman for local ground forces tells the AP some Russian troops have entered 2 villages in the eastern Dnipropetrovsk region, a major Ukrainian industrial center next to Donetsk, where fierce fighting has been taking place. Ukrainian troops are under severe strain as they try to hold back Russia's bigger army. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Rescuers in Pakistan's Punjab province racing to reach stranded families after heavy rain and water from overflowing dams in India caused major rivers to burst their banks. The floods have killed more than 800 people in Pakistan since late June. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.